Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
And I'm joined this morning by Brad Meltzer, who is the author of the brand new novel, The Escape Artist. It's available from Grand Central Publishing. Nola Brown is the United States Army's artist in residence, where she draws military operations, and Jim Zigarowski is the mortician who works out of the Dover Air Force Base. Nola's plane crashes in Alaska, killing everyone aboard, but when the bodies arrive at Dover, Zig discovers Nola's body is not Nola's body, so a plane crash unveils this covert government operation with ties to the master escape artist, Harry Houdini. At the outset, Brad, what is the Dover Air Force Base?
And that was my question. I was on a USO tour in the Middle East entertaining our troops, and that's where Dover came on my radar. And I knew that Dover is where our fallen soldiers, where their bodies go when they're laid to rest. What I didn't know was that Dover is home to also the biggest cases. So when the space shuttle goes down or when 9/11 happened, the bodies went to Dover. It's also where our top spies across the globe that no one knows about, they go to Dover too. And that means that Dover is a place that's filled with secrets and mysteries. And I love that. And I was like, how do I not set a thriller there? But one of the things that blew me away was that Dover, the care that they bring to our fallen soldiers. So you'll see that the people there will work for 12 hours rewiring someone's jaw and modeling, you know, using modeling clay to make sure that someone can see their child again, or to make sure that they spend rebuilding someone's arm and their hand, I should say, rebuilding a hand because a mother specifically says she wants to hold her son's hand one last time. You know, we're all, I think, some of us looking for heroes these days. These are where the real heroes are, the best of the best of us working on the best of the best of us. And I knew I had to build a thriller around that world.
When you walk into Dover, is it obviously the somberness of it? Is it apparent from the time you walk in as opposed to other military places that you visited?
Of course. You know, I thought, I've been to the White House. I've done the secret tunnels below the White House in my thrillers. And I thought, it's another place. I'll go in. I'll figure it out. You know, I'll learn and I'll write a book. It wasn't the case for me. I went to Dover, and I was humbled. The book took me an extra year because of writing the characters and trying to figure everything out because I just had to do it justice. And, you know, one of the things when I do a book, the plot of the book is very simple. Here's chapter one is a woman named Nola Brown is a staff sergeant, and the government says she died in a plane crash. And as her body is being laid to rest at Dover, our hero Zig finds a hidden note inside the body. And the note says, Nola, you were right. Keep running. And he realizes Nola's not dead. She's alive. She's on the run. She's the escape artist. But when I went to Dover, and I always give them the plot, I said to them, could you hide a note in a body? And they said to me, actually, if your plane was going down and you ate a note, that the liquids in your stomach could actually protect that note. And I thought, that's a great story. And they said, it's not a story. It really happened on 9/11. And I said, what are you talking about? And they told me that, and this is true, on 9/11, one of the victims from the Pentagon flight was brought to Dover, and in their stomach, there was a note. And I said, well, what did the note say? And they wouldn't tell me what the note said. Of course, I have to respect that privacy. But one of the things I was struck by is I thought it had to be someone in the military, right? Oh, who else would have the wherewithal to think of something like that? But as I look back on it now, that message in a bottle, because that's really what it was sent by someone looking for what we all look for, I think, which is connection. We all want to love and be loved. And I realized in that moment, you know, when my parents died, one of the things I was lucky enough to get was I got to say goodbye. And it gave me hope, this note, because it showed me that when you reach out in the universe, when you send that message in a bottle, that you're going to be heard. And yes, it's a real story, but I built the plot of The Escape Artist around that real story and what would happen if that note told you someone was actually alive. And that's the opening of the book.
Nola's job is the artist in residence with the Army, and I've never heard of that military function before this book. What does that person do?
Yeah, this one blew me away also. Just totally impressed me, I should say. Since World War I, the U.S. Army has had an actual artist, a painter, on staff who paints disasters as they happen, whether it's storming the beaches of Normandy, whether it's Vietnam, 9/11, they've been there. And while everyone else is racing in with guns, there's someone who's racing in with nothing but colored pencils in their pockets. And I said to the military, I was like, I need to meet this person. This is the craziest person I've ever heard of. I want to meet him. And they said, you mean her. You want to meet her. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it's a woman. I want to meet her. This woman has the most crazy job I've ever heard of. I want to meet her. And that's where the character Nola, you know, people are calling her my girl with a dragon tattoo, which is not fair to the girl with the dragon tattoo, but I'll take that compliment any day. But she was born right there. She is someone who races into disasters, who paints them for the military, and who sees things that no one else can see. And she picks and sees something that she never should have seen, and now people want to kill her for it. And she has the one who is the escape artist.
Well, in real life, is the artist in residence given carte blanche, or is the painting or the artwork that they do scrubbed over by military and government officials?
No, that the beautiful part of the job, what makes it so fascinating, is they can go wherever they want. If they see that, oh my gosh, there's a fire, wildfires in California, let's go there. They're putting sandbags down in a hurricane, let's go there. 9/11 happened, let's go there. The only artist that got through the security cutoff on 9/11 was the artist in residence. In Vietnam, the artist in residence. Over and over, they're there through history, hidden right there in plain sight. And I know we have photographers, we have videographers, but what they do is they show a moment. What a painter can do is they tell a story. And I love that the Army is still doing that and has been doing it since World War I.
You mentioned that this idea came to you while you're on a USO tour. I've heard of musicians and comedians going on a USO tour. What does a New York Times bestselling author do on a USO tour?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. You know, it's funny. When we were there, the USO used to take 6 thriller writers every year to entertain the troops. And when we got there, the entertainers before us were the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and the MMA fighters. And my friend was like, can you tape the audible sigh when you walk in and they realize that they got the writers? But the truth is some people love country music and some people love the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and some people love a good book. And we are there. It always happens. Someone comes up to us and says, you know, you're the first person who's here that I want to meet because I'm a big reader and I love a good thriller. And thank you for coming and entertaining. So I just did, you know, we did one in the Middle East. I just did another one 6 weeks back. I went to Cuba with thriller writers. They had us do another one recently. And I love doing it for our troops because they deserve the very best. And so, you know, and again, I owe them for this book. The Escape Artist is a tribute to what I learned and what I saw, and the amazing sacrifices that the families and their loved ones all make. And only, you know, it's a world that I never really knew about. But, man, did I want to do them justice in The Escape Artist.
Well, right away at the beginning of the book, we learn about another nugget from history, this John Elbert Wilkie, who was a magician and friend of Harry Houdini, who was in charge of the U.S. Secret Service. How do you take a little nugget like that from 100-plus years ago and then extrapolate a further story out of that?
Yeah, no, I found that detail, that it was the only time in history that a magician was in control of the Secret Service. I love that. That was just, I was like, I got to use that. And I found out that Harry Houdini was so obsessed with death that he gave his family and friends secret code words that if they came back from the dead and there was a seance, they would have a word that only they would know. And as a result, he would know that it was really them. But the word that he gave to his mother, supposedly, the woman whose death he could never get over, was this single word, supposedly, forgive. Forgive. You know, we all have disasters in our life, and it may be addiction, and it may be abuse, or maybe the loss of a loved one. But we all have these craters that we have to crawl out of. We got to come back to life ourselves. And, man, that is the way to do it. You got to forgive, especially with yourself. And I just said, when I had that, I knew I had, you know, Nola has a crater that she's in. Her childhood was ripped apart. Zig has a loss in his life. And so does Harry Houdini. And they all have in common is they need to come back to life and they all need to forgive. And so I love that The Escape Artist is a thriller and it's a mystery. And yeah, you can, you know, buy it for Mother's and Father's Day. But what I appreciate more is it also is filled with some of the best life advice I could find from all of history. And that's why I build in the magician part into it.
That's just a fascinating book. It's The Escape Artist by Brad Meltzer, available now wherever your fine books are sold from the good folks at Grand Central Publishing. It's in various formats and and go out and pick it up. And I know, Brad, happy anniversary is in order because you're celebrating 20 years now in the publishing industry, and we're all better as readers because of it. Thanks for being here, and thanks for putting out another great book for us to enjoy.
Thank you, sir.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakalskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time.
Harry Houdini, master escapist, master of gifts.